I guess we could talk about what, how we define revolutionary. I mean, I agree with your goals. Okay, I had like four things earlier. One of them is Gandhi also wrote to Hitler, asking him to stop.
Yeah.
And was evidently surprised when he didn't.
And okie dokie.
After the war, he wrote that what the Jews should have done is either offer themselves to the butcher's knife or jump off a cliff. So that's the first thing about that. So he wasn't writing, he was pen pals with others besides Stalin.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So the next thing is that when I think about fighting or fighting back, I think of a couple people, one of whom is Nathan Bedford Forrest, who was a horrible racist and also a very good general. And somebody asked him once how he won so many battles. And he summarized all of military strategy into six words: get there first with the most. And what that means is get there. You choose the battlefield first. You choose the time with the most. You have to have local superiority. And this is true on every level, from a physical battlefield to who chooses the battlefield of voting. Who made that choice? Who chooses the court system? Who chooses? And it's true in discourse. When I write, I try, this is one reason my books end up so big, is I try to anticipate every argument that can be made against it before the reader gets to it. So I try to get there first with the most arguments, so that they don't come at me later and say, you know, you missed this point right here. So that's just generic. That's how I attempt. And not all, I'm also not saying, by the way, that all discourse is battle, but in combative discourse, I attempt to keep that in mind. Get there first with the most. And I don't want to limit it to discourse. Achieve local superiority, which is why the thing in Chicago was bound to fail. Which brings me to the second thing. The other thing I think about in terms of fighting back, the advice comes from a baseball player, Wee Willie Keeler. Somebody asked him how he got so many hits, and he said, hit them where they ain't. And I think that's also a very important rule for all, especially guerrilla combat, is to find out where they are and hit them somewhere else. I guess those are the big things I wanted to say about that. And so far as the is there a place where is there a level of violence? What was it precisely that you asked? Is there violence that would then?
Is there a point where violence is unacceptable?
I would go back to the very first thing you said, that it's circumstantial. All life is circumstantial. I mean, that's like saying, is there a place where sex is not acceptable? Or is there a place where conversation is not acceptable? Those are all just different things, different parts of life. And there are times where it may be incredibly appropriate to do whatever it is one does, and that can change over time. I mean, that can change, certainly will change by circumstance. Well, that was a conversation killer. you didn't need to nod in agreement with that particular statement.
I mean, I don't know if I understood the thing about the question you're asking necessarily, but I want to assert that probably rape as violence is never acceptable in revolutionary struggle.
I agree with that.
I think y'all might agree that there's a clear distinction between radical activism, right, and what real revolutionary struggle, or possibly what Ward might call devolutionary struggle, looks like, right? I'm just curious what you think, maybe some examples of that, like how that manifests either right now or historically in the United States, and how it could manifest even.
Okay. I didn't understand it. What do you mean by radical?
So radical activism is, I think there's a distinction between that and revolutionary struggle, and we'd say radical as politics. Radical politics, people with radical ideals, taking their politics and doing certain things with that, right? But where the agenda is not towards revolutionary ends, I guess. You might be like doing radical or militant things, right? Like, say, anti-globalization movement, right, as an example. People, you know, break the